So you mentioned the fact that he's BRCA2. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, the genomic signature of prostate cancer? You know, I did a program with Emmanuel Antonarakis, and he was joking that it should be called P-RACA instead of BRCA, because prostate is more BRCA-like than breast. But anyhow, I wasn't aware that BRCA2 is actually more common in prostate.
Yes, it's actually quite high. And I would like to refer your audience to the Stand Up to Cancer publication, first author Robinson. This was published in Cell, I want to say, in 2015 or so. So this is a project that was a multi-institutional East Coast International Dream Team, so to speak. And that was the name of the team when the whole concept was designed. At the time when the research occurred, men with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer underwent fresh tumor biopsies and they underwent genomic testing. And what was interesting is this, is that 90 plus of these men actually had some kind of genomic alteration. It was amazing when you look at it, which tells me that prostate cancer is incredibly heterogeneous. And in that cohort, again, this is metastatic disease patients, castration-resistant disease, over 20% of them have actually alterations in the DNA repair pathway. And so the most frequent was actually BRCA2. So when we look at, say, the profound data, BRCA2 also extremely common in there. So I do absolutely agree with Emmanuel. I think there is a lot that there is for us to learn about prostate cancer and its genomics.